charts that you're ignorant about people. And you want to know something else? I ain't going to stand by and see this happen.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're tuning in. This is episode 41 of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast, and I am your host, Lewis Talby Jr. Merriam's Dictionary defines betrayal as a violation of a person's trust or confidence. It hurts to get betrayed, but we just need to always remember that the betrayer's motive will ultimately lead to their destruction and not to ours. We just need to stay true to our own journey. Well, there's no betrayal in this podcast, so let's go. Whether you're a Christian or not, you know what it means when someone calls someone else a Judas. Judas is known for the ultimate betrayal, the betrayal of Jesus Christ. He turned Jesus over to the Roman authorities for 30 pieces of silver. He not only ratted out where they could capture Jesus, but he led them right to him and then had the gall to walk up and kiss Jesus on the cheek. I have to say, if I was Jesus, I would likely have handled that moment a little different. Being betrayed by an enemy is one thing, but a friend is something else. As William Blake once said, it is much easier to forgive an enemy than a friend. But Jesus didn't get mad or upset or try to fight. I'm sure in the mind of Judas and everyone else, they thought this was the end of Jesus. It seemed like a bad break for the ministry. But Jesus understood that this betrayal was only part of his destiny. Think about it. Had Judas not have betrayed him, there wouldn't have been any crucifixion. And without the cross, there wouldn't have been any resurrection. And without the resurrection, we wouldn't have redemption. So the man who sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver was critical to Jesus' destiny. See, the point is, don't complain about the person who betrayed you. They didn't set you back, they set you up. If that had not have happened, you wouldn't get to where you're supposed to be. Maybe someone tried to push you down or lie about you. It may have not have even been fair, but nothing happens by accident. If God allowed it, He knows how to use it for your good. Every time that I've been fired from a job, I was surprised and felt it was unfair. However, every single time it led to something better. My wife will tell you that one of my biggest weaknesses is that I'm too trusting. While I don't consider that a weakness, I do have to agree with her. I tend to always believe in the good in people and don't keep my guard up, a gift that I inherited from my mom. My wife is right that this has caused me a lot of heartache and disappointment, but I don't consider it a weakness, and I will always continue to believe that there's more good in people than evil. Yes, there will always be evil in sheep's clothing, and yes, I will get burnt from time to time, but I believe the good people far outweigh the bad, and hey, I can grow from both. I was recently betrayed in a business venture by someone that I would have never thought would do it. I'm an old-fashioned handshake guy. Yeah, I know, you always need to get things in writing, and of course I do that for legal purposes. But for me, a man's word is as good as his signature. I don't need any legal document with that fancy legal garb in it. A man will either do what he says he's going to do, or he won't. It really doesn't matter if he said it or wrote it on paper. Now, before I entered this particular venture, I was warned by many people around this fella, but I didn't listen. So when he broke his commitment, I had no reason to be surprised, but I was still disappointed. As I said before, this isn't the first time that I've been betrayed, and I've learned to not allow myself to sulk or be mad or upset. I just thank God for the lesson and accept everything as an opportunity to grow from. As Mom always said, look for the blessing in disguise. A day after this happened, I began to get much stronger players that wanted to do the exact same deal with me. So I guess I owe my betrayer a big thank you. Maybe I'll send him a happy Easter card or something. Now, you have likely heard the saying that pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. It's tossed around the business world a lot as an expression meaning it's better to be satisfied with enough versus getting too greedy, as that could lead to destruction. The funny thing is that when I hear someone say that in a boardroom, I'm usually the only one in the room that has memories of actually slaughtering a hog. When I was a kid, my dad and uncle used to slaughter a hog each year to keep our freezer stocked with bacon, sausage, and pork. As a kid, I had to keep it fed until it was time to pull the trigger. I named every hog Charlie, and always felt like I was caring for someone on death row. Well, I guess I actually was. I won't give you any more details, but believe me, you don't want to be the hog. If you can learn to be satisfied with enough, I promise you'll live a much longer life being as happy as a pig in mud. See, a hog is never satisfied with what they have, and they'll always jump for more or bigger and better. If you ever throw a bucket of slop into a pig pen, you'll see some of the pigs are happy to eat just what is in front of them. But then you'll see the hogs running around eating as fast as they can and nudging all the other pigs, trying to eat more than their fair share. And yes, they will get more. But what the idiots don't know that when it comes time to put some pork in the freezer, the fattest pig is going to get picked out of the pen. So while those hogs think that they're bettering themselves through their greed, they're actually helping the others. So I guess you could say that Judas had a hog moment when he saw the silver. He thought, I can get 30 pieces of silver, which I gotta believe was a lot of money back then, for betraying my friend and leader. Well, look how that turned out. He not only helped Jesus and the entire world, he couldn't handle what he had done and hung himself. As we go along our journey, we're going to encounter good and bad, trustworthy and dishonest, pigs and hogs. We just have to love them all and do the best we can to be true and honest ourselves, knowing that eventually we will all get what we deserve. Many years ago, I was donating to a cause and I asked a friend, how do I know they're doing what they say they're doing with this money? He said, you probably won't and you don't need to. You did your good deed by giving it to them. Now they will have to answer for what they do with it. I thought that was a pretty good answer. Everyone suffers at least one bad betrayal in their lifetime. It's what unites us. The trick is not letting it destroy our trust in others when it happens. Don't ever let anyone take that from you. If someone betrays you, don't allow it to cause any ugliness or anger in you. Just try to find a way to grow from the experience and know that they're going to have to answer for their wrongdoings. Make it a blessing in disguise. Well, that concludes another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. I hope you found some value in it, or at the very least found it entertaining. I wish you all a wonderful Easter, and thank you so much for listening.